Hello again and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you every day with a program that helps you learn American English. We speak at a slower speed and use words that are easy to understand. Today we have two stories for you. The first is about health care in Nigeria. Officials have recently found a way to get more people to see a doctor. Then we will hear how a terrorist group is using modern technology to spread its message. Two stories to listen to and then practice in order to improve your American English skills. If you're set, let's get started with part one. Researchers recently completed a study of a new method of giving health care to women in northern Nigeria. They found women and children would use health services more often when they could see a female health worker. Jill Robbins tells us more.
Northern Nigeria is a conservative area with a population that is mostly Muslim. Dr. Sally Finley is a professor at Columbia University Medical Center. She co-wrote the report on the study. She said, "It is unusual for women to work as healthcare providers there.
Most women are not expected to be living on their own, providing healthcare essentially 24/7, or riding around meeting with families in the scattered hamlets."
Nigeria has one of the world's highest death rates of women connected with pregnancy and childbirth. This is called the maternal death rate. The worst rate of maternal death in Nigeria is in the northern region. Male health workers do travel from town to town, but many women patients do not want to talk with a man about their own health care needs. Dr. Finley said the trial study in Jigawa State required that many in the community be involved. It also needed support from religious leaders, even on such matters as transportation for the workers.
We had to get permission from the state imam, the leader of all the Muslims in Jigawa, to have these female-friendly motorcycles and give permission for them to use them.
The program brought women into northern Nigeria as community health extension workers. It seems they were a big success in their community. There were 5 times more visits to the health center after the women health workers arrived than before. Dr. Findlay said the program changed the minds of the women taking part.
Yes, in fact, they did like this, and it did change their understanding of what they could get if they went to the facility for care.
The women of northern Nigeria could get health care at all hours in the local clinic. Mothers got help from women when they had normal births. If a mother giving birth needed more help, the community health extension workers sent her to a hospital. They also gave advice on family planning. Each clinic had 2 health workers. That way, one could go out on home visits, while the other was available to provide services in the clinic. State officials in Jigawa were happy with the positive results of the study. They plan to expand the program of women community health workers. The paper that describes the program by Sally Findlay and her co-authors is published in the journal Global Health, Science and Practice. I'm Jill Robbins.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. The writers of a new book about the Islamic State group say the terrorists are using technology developed by an American company to talk with one another and broadcast messages from clerics. VOA spoke with Hassan Hassan. He and Michael D. Weiss wrote ISIS Inside the Army of Terror. Mr. Hassan says the technology the group is using is an application or app called Zello. It is not widely known in the United States, even though the company that developed it 10 years ago is based in Austin, Texas. Christopher Jones Cruz tells us more about the terrorist group's use of technology.
The app combines social media with telephone and radio functions. Zello is designed for use in iPhones, iPads, Android devices, BlackBerry products, computers, and Windows mobile devices. It enables the user to talk with someone else who has the app. Zello does not need a lot of radio bandwidth and uses only a small amount of battery power. That means people in areas far from electrical power supplies can use it. It also can be used with traditional two-way radios. It can be used as a telephone or to send voice messages to large groups. Hassan Hassan says sermons from Islamic State clergymen are being sent on the app. He notes that children like using Zello, and these messages have influenced some of them to become supporters of the group. The book tells about a 14-year-old boy working in southern Turkey. In October 2014, he entered Syria to fight with Islamic State militants. His father later said his son had been influenced to join the group after listening to sermons on Zello channels. VOA found many Zello channels belong to supporters of the Islamic State, including one called the State of the Islamic Caliphate. It has more than 10,000 members. Almost 50 people help to operate the channel. Zello is also used in other parts of the world. It is similar to other push-to-talk cell phone apps like Voxer or iMessage. It operates in 22 languages, including Arabic. It enables users to share messages or save them for later playback. In some ways, Zello is like Twitter and other social media apps. It can help activists and protesters across the world communicate without the knowledge of their governments. It helped Venezuelans protest against their government last year. VOA's Ukrainian service reported last year that Zello has been popular among pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine. Bill Moore is the chief executive officer of Zello. He told VOA he is not surprised to learn that the app is popular among protesters.
It's communication that works well, typically over poor networks. It's live. It's like two-way radio. It's ideal for organizing and communicating.